Blue Raider football continues with the First Tennessee Postgame Show.
Presented by First Tennessee Bank.
The First Tennessee Postgame Show features a complete recap of today's Middle Tennessee football game.
An exclusive reaction from Blue Raider players and Coach Rick Stockstill.
Once again, here's Chip Walters and Dennis Burke.
Welcome into the First Tennessee Postgame Show. Dwayne Hickey, Dick Palmer with you for this first segment of the First Tennessee Postgame Show. And what a game it was. If you didn't like tonight's game, you didn't like football. Middle Tennessee wins in overtime 50-47. Mr. Palmer, a game of runs. And really, you couldn't ask for a more exciting football game than we saw tonight.
Yeah, this game lived up and even exceeded the expectations that people were talking about. It was going to be a shootout. Well, it turned out to be. Fans got to see some free football, three overtime periods, exchange of field goals late in the game. Both teams went on long drives in the fourth quarter. The Raiders had an 18-play drive. Cody Clark kicked a 29-yard field goal to go up by three, 34-31. And then Western came back in a 14-play drive, and they kicked a 24-yarder to tie it at 34-all. The game ended. First overtime, Western scored on the first play. Touchdown pass to the tight end, Henry. 41-34 Hilltoppers. Raiders came back, kind of scary, because they were not able to get the first down until the fifth play, when they got a first and goal at the two after a pass completion, I think, to Henry. And then Grammer went 1 yard for the score, 41-41. Second overtime, Raiders get the ball first, 42-yard field goal, 44-41. Western comes back, Raiders stop them, and they get a 36-yarder, 44-44. Then Western gets the ball first. Raiders stop them on the 10-yard line on fourth down. They kick from 27, go up 47-44. And on the first play in the Raiders' third overtime, Austin Grammer hits Batiste, cut it at about the 3-4-yard line, took it into the end zone. Game over, 50-47.
Yeah, what a great play for Ed Marcus Batiste. He had dropped a couple passes early in the game, but redeems himself when it counts. The Blue Raiders get the 50-47 win. That game recap brought to you by Bob Lamb and Associates, Realty Exit, the number one producing exit realty franchise in America for the last 2 years. We'll step aside and take a break, and when we come back on the First Tennessee Postgame Show, Chip Walters and Dennis Burke will join you. That and more. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Football. It's produced by Learfield Sports. This is the Blue Raider Network.
A calendar can document 150 years, but it can't measure all the relationships First Tennessee has built. Through friendly and personal service, we've learned so much about our customers and our communities. And no matter what changes are on the horizon, we'll be here to help, one opportunity at a time. First Tennessee, celebrating 150 years of service. See how we can help you at ftb.com.
This summer,
I'm putting together a team.
Timing is everything.
We're going to have to be faster, smarter, tougher than ever before.
The clock is ticking.
Cool. I'll drive.
The Ford Summer Spectacular.
Okay, guys, let's go to work.
Take a ride into the future.
Well, we've got hybrids, so let's just see who runs out of gas first.
The Ford Summer Spectacular sales event.
We're just getting started.
Now playing at Ford dealers everywhere.
MT Dining is eating made easy. With more than 21 restaurants, you'll never run out of great variety at MTSU. Do you like Chick-fil-A? We have one at the Keithley University Center. Are you a fan of Popeyes or Dunkin' Donuts? We have one of each at the Student Union Building. Need a quick snack or a Scantron? MT Dining is also the home of MTSU's only sit-down restaurant, the Blue Raider Grill. Visit mtdining.com or KUC Room 204 for more information. Like us on Facebook for news, coupons, deals, and things you really gotta know. MT Dining is eating made easy.
Hi, I'm Burt McCarter.
I'm Kirk Catron.
I'm Travis Lampley.
And I'm Brock East. And we're the lawyers of McCarter, Catron, and East.
We handle family law, business law, and personal injury cases.
We also handle DUIs and criminal cases, as well as probate.
Aggressive and passionate representation when you need it the most.
Call us at 615-893-9255 or visit us online at mcelaw.com.
We're here to win for you.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back into the First Tennessee postgame show tonight. Middle Tennessee wins a dramatic 50-47 final over Western Kentucky in triple overtime tonight. To give you a quick look at the team numbers, which are, you need an abacus to figure these out tonight. First downs, Western with 33, Middle 28. Rushing, Western 36 rushes, 125. Middle 61 rushes, 323. Passing, Western 43 of 66 for 593, four touchdowns and an interception. Middle 17 of 28 for 218 and one touchdown, and it was a big one. It came at the last play of the game, and it was a game winner. Total offense. In the triple overtime game, Western runs 102 plays for 718 yards. Middle, 89 plays, 541 yards. Austin Grammer leads the Blue Raiders in rushing with 125 yards and scored three touchdowns. Reggie Watley had 74, Shane Tucker 67, Jeremiah Bryson 34. Grammer, we mentioned, 17 of 28 passing for 218. Marcus Henry caught six balls for 54. Christian Collis, four for 36. Jeremiah Bryson, three for 27. Ed Batiste caught two for 38, including a 25-yard touchdown pass to win it in the third overtime. For Western Kentucky, Leon Allen had 128 yards rushing and a touchdown. Dowdy, 43 of 66, 593, four touchdowns, one interception. Mitchell Henry, the tight end, seven catches, 128, two touchdowns. Dangerfield, seven catches, 107, and a touchdown. Norris, six catches, 174, and a touchdown. So that's a look at some of the numbers. Dick and Dwayne will go through all the details in the Raider wrap-up show. Right now, timeout. We'll be heading down to the locker room shortly. A very happy Blue Raider locker room. Final score, Middle Tennessee 50, Western Kentucky 47 in three overtimes. Back after this from Learfield Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Bud Light and NFL fans, this is the tale of Wayne Tupperhill, the man who spent the 97 season calculating the perfect Bud Light to ice to cooler size ratio, who once knocked over a priceless marble bust to save a falling Bud Light. But there are many legends like Wayne, and Bud Light's rewarding them with experiences like an ultimate NFL weekend. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
Ultimate NFL experience open to U.S. residents 21 plus. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/31/14. See upforwhatever.com for details. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
For over 70 years, Roscoe Brown Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Insulation has been true to our customers, and we are proud to be true blue supporters of MTSU. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE or visit RoscoeBrown.com. Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust. Go Blue Raiders!
Wright Travel is a proud supporter of MTSU's Blue Raiders and is the exclusive travel agency for MTSU. Wright Travel provides the opportunity for great travel services. Headquartered in Nashville, Wright Travel has offices throughout the United States and services businesses and vacation travelers globally. Contact Wright Travel, the travel agency for MTSU and the Blue Raiders, for all your travel needs for business, leisure, and group travel arrangements. For more information on Wright Travel, go to www.wrighttravel.net or call 615-783-1111.
Hi, this is Chip Walters, and it may be the dead of winter right now, but summer is just around the corner, and you can make the most of your summer break. Earn 3 credit hours in as little as 3 weeks. Summer sessions at Middle Tennessee State University are a great way to catch up or get ahead. Graduate early or just boost your GPA. With over 1,000 classes either on campus or online, you have plenty to choose from. Find out more at mtsu.edu/summer. That's mtsu.edu/summer.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
First Tennessee postgame show continues tonight from Floyd Stadium. 24,911 saw a classic this evening. Middle Tennessee wins 50-47 in triple overtime. Time to go down to a happy Blue Raider locker room. Coach Rick Stockstill standing by. His postgame comments brought to you by MTSU Online. Join the more than 6,000 MTSU students who currently take some
or all of their classes online. Find out more about online learning opportunities at mtsuonline.com, a world of possibilities. Coach Stock down in the Murphy Center, and boy, what a college football game we saw tonight.
Yeah, Chip, is a heck of a game, man. Two really good teams. I give Western Kentucky a lot of credit. They came in here. They've got a good team, and they competed and battled hard. But, you know, our guys, our toughness, our physical and mental toughness, again, showed tonight. And I told them at halftime when we went up there in 2012, it was tied at halftime. And, you know, we won the second half because of our toughness. And told them the same thing here. It's 24-24 at the half, and that's what it's going to take to win this game. And really, really proud of our team. We battled. We were warriors out there, guys getting hurt, guys coming in and playing. Just extremely proud of how this team battled and fought out there tonight. And it's a heck of a day. Football game is a heck of a win for this football team. So extremely proud of our players, and our coaches did a phenomenal job. So I'm ecstatic about this sucker.
As well you should be. And, you know, you talk about that second half. The offense continued to answer the bell, and the defense got better as the night went on.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, I thought we stopped the run pretty good. You know, they had 65, I think, 69 at halftime. I don't know what they ended up with. But their quarterback is really good. He's accurate, made some great throws. The tight end, boy, is a good player. He made some really good catches. You know, I thought the goal line stand down there, again, just showed great toughness, and really proud of that. You know, we overcame, you know, fourth down there in the first overtime. You know, they score on the first play, and then, you know, we get to fourth down and knock it in. So, man, just Chip, you guys, I'm just this team – this team, you know, just the energy, the emotion that we play with, the toughness that we play with, is really real. I'm just so proud of this football team. I hope people understand what a great win this was tonight. This wasn't just, you know, beating your rival. This is beating your rival, a conference game, who had a heck of a football team. And, you know, just really, really proud of. We got some young guys out there playing. You know, sometimes it showed. But we protected the ball good. We played smarter. We didn't have, you know, foolish penalties, you know, where they had some penalties, and they had the one turnover there in the second quarter that we were able to take it down and score, you know, before the half. So just really, really proud, man, of this football team.
You know, and there's everybody did something tonight that you can be proud of. The game-winning play ends up in the hands of Ed Batiste, who had struggled a little bit on a couple of balls that were thrown his way earlier in the game. But, boy, when he got his hands on it at the 4-yard line, there was no denying him the end zone.
You know, they played his man free the whole time there in the fourth or in the overtimes. And we took a shot. You know, Ed did a nice job at the line of scrimmage. And Austin gave him a catchable ball. And, you know, after he caught it, you know, just a great play to fight and get in the end zone. So, just, again, man, I can't say it enough.
Yeah.
That locker room, I wish you guys could experience it and be in it, because there's some special people in there.
Absolutely. And you know, and we're going to have Austin Grammer on in just a minute. But, boy, is it fun to watch him grow and develop. And there were so many times tonight where he used his feet to keep a play, keep a drive, you know, alive and live to play another down.
Yeah, well, you know, the first – they did a lot better job the second half of – you know, stopping our quarterback runs. They did a lot better job. I give them credit for that. But they're the first half, you know, he got out of there, you know, with the long touchdown run and made some other, you know, plays, you know, the quarterback draw that he scored on. So, you know, I hate singling out people, but Austin played a good game. But just the people around him, the offensive line did a great job tonight. You know, the backs, you know, ran hard, had some physical tough runs in there. You know, so this was a perfect example of a team win. And, you know, to go three overtimes and come out of it with a win, you know, against a team like, as good as Western Kentucky, just heck of a win, man, heck of a win.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, guys playing hurt. You know, we saw both your corners on one play, you know, kind of cramp up. And how did you come out of it health-wise?
I don't know. We lost a couple. I know we lost Lucas Hamilton in there. We lost Chris Sharp. He got hurt, you know, probably the third quarter or so. Duval, Jared Singletary, you know, hurt his ankle a little bit. He was more limping because of his ankle, not cramps. And then Kahari caught a cramp. But they ran a bunch of plays, and it's just, when they're throwing the ball as much as they did 60-some times, you know, that's a long day for DBs to cover and all that. So, rightfully so, they've got a reason to be tired right now.
Yeah, great atmosphere here tonight, and that's what you mean. That's the kind of thing you want to have every night.
I don't know. I say it all the time, Chip. I don't know why you wouldn't come to see us play.
Yeah,
you're going to miss a heck of a game. I mean, it's a great team to watch. This is your team. Whether you're a student or you live here in Murfreesboro, or you're a fan. You're going to see a daggum great game. I hope everybody will continue to, when we play at home again in a couple 3 weeks. You know, I hope we have the same enthusiasm. I hope we have more people. Let's sell the thing out. Let's not be satisfied with 20,000 people in there. Let's get this thing to 30 on a consistent basis.
Hey, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Enjoy this one, Coach, and we'll talk to you Monday night out at Sam's. All right, Coach Rick Stockstill with his postgame comments, brought to you by MTSUonline.com. We'll take a break in the First Tennessee postgame show. Middle Tennessee wins a thriller tonight at Floyd, 50-47. In triple overtime. We'll take a timeout. Back after this from Learfield Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Mountain Dew Kickstart now comes in two new flavors, black cherry and limeade, to help kickstart your night. When you start your night with Mountain Dew Kickstart, you start with dew, juice, and electrolytes. So now you're ready for anything. You're ready for a pre-party, a post-party, a post-post-post-party, which might be so late it's actually a pre-party for tomorrow's party. Talking a bouncer into letting you in backstage. Talking a bouncer into letting you onto a tour bus. Talking a bouncer into letting you drive the bus. That's because you started the night with new Mountain Dew Kickstart Black Cherry and Limeade. And now you're ready for anything, like a birthday party for a friend, a birthday party for an ex-girlfriend of a friend, a birthday party for some rando that you never met, but they had delicious cake and you love delicious cake. Pool parties with a pool table in the pool. Dates that are in total darkness. Dates that you sort of wish were in total darkness. Whatever happens, you're ready. New Mountain Dew Kickstart Black Cherry and Limeade to kickstart your night. Dew, juice, and electrolytes for an amazingly refreshing taste. Electrolytes added for taste purposes only. Kickstart your night.
This summer, when you find yourself at the store buying an ice-cold refreshing soft drink, consider something hot. Like a fire and dice instant game from the Tennessee Lottery. Or when you need that big bag of ice, try a scorching hot cash ticket. And when you just gotta have that ice cream sandwich, pick up a heat wave ticket. Hot new instant games, cold hard cash. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
City Auto is rocking the tailgate scene with the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Sign up to win a 2014 custom tailgate trailer, complete with generator, 70-inch flat screen TV with satellite, premium stereo PA system, stainless steel gas grill, and more. A $25,000 value. Visit cityauto.com to sign up and for more details on how to win weekly prizes like premium coolers, gift cards, and more. Plus, learn how to qualify for additional entries. Check out the City Auto Ultimate Tailgate Trailer at Blue Raider Alley on Saturday, September 13th.
WGNS, AM/FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
First Tennessee postgame show rolls on tonight. And from our perch high atop Murphy Center, or high atop Floyd Stadium, looking out over the Murphy Center parking lot, all those taillights, folks, heading home. Hope you enjoyed yourself tonight. And make sure you're here on October 4th, 11 a.m. kickoff, when Middle Tennessee hosts Southern Miss here at Floyd Stadium. Time to go back to the Blue Raider locker room. And our player interviews brought to you by Black Box Telecommunications, longtime supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Black Box is your source for all your telecommunications needs, including digital and voice over IP telephone systems, hosted cloud-based telephone systems, and Black Box can even get you competitive rates for your telephone service. Give Black Box a call today. The number is 225-2630, Black Box, 225-2630. some happy folks down in that Blue Raider locker room. And the first one is the guy that I like to call hashtag beast mode. Shane Tucker standing by. Shane, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about, have you been in a game this crazy before?
No, you know, I just was joking with Grammar. And this is the most funnest game I ever played. And, you know, games don't even get that fun on NCAA and on video games. So, I mean.
Well, this one had, I mean, you look at the stat sheet, it's got video game stats in this one. Over 1,100 yards offense, nearly 100 points. And Coach Stock talked about it, and I want you to kind of reflect on it a little bit. He talked about how close this team is, you know, how hard you fight for each other. Kind of put it in your own words of what, you know, the feelings that you have for each other and how you don't want to let each other down.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's a great feeling, you know. I love each and one of every player on the team from, you know, from the walk-ons to the, you know, the fifth-year seniors. You know, all of us got a bond, you know. Coach do a great job with, you know, putting us in environments where, you know, we all, you know, connecting or whatever. And, you know, everybody's – we – Coach always say, do you get satisfaction from your teammates' success? And, you know, all of us feel like that. You know, we don't care, you know, who getting the ball, who getting the glory or whatever. You know, we all just trying to win. That's our main goal.
Was there ever a thought either going into the game or once the game got going that, you know, hey, this is going to be a track meet, that, you know, that every possession is going to be magnified because points are going to be at a premium?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we came into this game, you know, thinking it was going to be a dogfight. You know, it was rivalry week. You know, it was the first conference game. You know, we already knew that we was going to get into a heavyweight fight out there. So, you know, coaches did a great job of preparing us this whole week, you know, to get us ready for a game like that. And, you know, we just try to go out there and execute.
How about your boy Ed Batiste on the last play?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, Ed did a great job. You know, Grammer did a great job of, you know, getting this drop and putting it on him back shoulder. The line did a great job of blocking. Man, this just was a collective, you know, a team effort. Everybody put in work today. Everybody, you know, from the red shirts that's getting us ready, and, you know, the scout team, till, you know, people on the field like Ed and Grammer and all of them making plays. Everybody contributed to this win.
No doubt about it. Okay, I know you guys are a one game at a time kind of team, and you never look ahead. All right. Hashtag beast mode.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, no. Wait a minute. No. You're going to Memphis next week, big boy.
Yes, sir.
What about that? Going home?
You know, I'm pretty excited. You know, I mean, it's going to be a lot of people at the game. You know, we just going to go out there and give the same effort and collective as a team. All of us going to, you know, play at 100%. You know, I mean, just because I'm going home, you know, it ain't really not a factor or whatever. Of course, I want to beat them. But, you know, we finna just take this. This is just another game.
I appreciate it, my man. Love watching you play.
All right. Thank you. All right. I appreciate it.
Yep. Shane Tucker, Blue Raider running back, part of a great offensive output tonight and a great team win as Middle wins over Western Kentucky 50-47 in triple overtime. Next up is our Built Ford Tough player of the game, is voted on by the fans tonight on television, in the stadium, and on radio. Austin Grammer out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And Austin, you have got to be, are your feet touching the floor?
Not too much right now. I'd say that's the definitely most exciting, fun game I've ever played in.
Yeah. What made it so, because, I mean, it was nail-biting up here, and you guys are having fun.
Yeah, you know, like Shane said, we just work so hard, you know, all season, summer, fall camp, you know, we build that bond, you know, it's like a brothers. And, you know, you hear the cliche, it's a family, but it really, really is. And it's just fun doing anything with these guys, you know. So it was definitely a blast.
I asked Shane, did you ever have the feeling in your head, is this, you know, like, gosh, you know, we got to keep pace here. You know, we've got to score every possession we can, because – We know how good Western's offense is. And, you know, and the defense just kept getting better and better as the night went on, had the big goal line stand, got the turnover in the second half. You know, but, you know, it was just everything was magnified in this one.
Yeah, we didn't really talk too much about keeping pace. It was always, you know, Coach Falk, Coach Stock always preaches play our game. If we don't turn it over, we get the ball to those playmakers, you know, it's just playing our game, we will win games. So we just try to stick to the game plan, which was a great one. Coach Falk got us a great one this week, like he does every week, and we just stuck to it and kept pushing along to the very end.
Talk about overtime. Did you play in the FAU game last year?
I did. It was like the second drive. I played a little bit.
Okay, but this was your first overtime game as a college player.
Yes, sir.
How did you – I thought you handled it very, very well. I mean, I know you did get hit once, but or that was at the end of regulation. But otherwise, you know, you really do such a nice job, and it almost seems like you have more and more confidence every time you take a snap that – you know, if it's not there, make the right decision, and if you have to, pull it down, use your feet, extend the play,
right.
And if it's there, it's there. You feel like you know, I don't want to say is the light come on, but is the light even brighter now?
Yeah, you know, I say all the time that it gets comfortable and more comfortable each and every snap, and that's even in practice, you know. And I always want to say that my O-line makes it easier, too, because they, you know, they kept me pretty clean tonight for the most part. I think they're one of the best in the conference, if not the best, one of the best in the country. So they make it easy on me, but it definitely does get easier snap to snap.
Hey, how nice was it when you guys rolled out on the field before the game and you look over there in the student section and it's packed?
Oh, yeah, that was a great feeling. We love those guys. We love them coming out to support. You know, they had a DJ tonight. I thought it was pretty cool. Never seen that before. But, yeah, those guys always come out full force, and they were there last week. I mean, the first week in the rain.
In the rain, yeah.
So we definitely appreciate those guys' support.
And the crowd, they got loud when they needed to tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, it's really loud in there. You know, we're definitely pleased with the crowd, you know, and we definitely want to work towards a little sellout.
Yep.
We were talking about that after the game. I know Coach Stock kind of said something a little about it, but – you know we got the fans, and think we're a great team, and that place will be really loud then.
Well, I tell you, great win tonight. Congratulations to you and your teammates, and get in a good week of practice and get ready for Memphis.
Thank you very much.
All right, Austin Grammer, our Built Ford Tough Player of the Game, as voted on by the fans tonight. And also, you can vote on that each and every week, whether you're in the stadium or listening on the Blue Raider Network. Middle wins in triple overtime. 50-47 over Western Kentucky tonight. We'll be back to wrap up our portion of the postgame show, but there's a whole lot more Blue Raider football yet to come from Learfield Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
33 hours of savings this Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Electronic Express. Get a 32-inch LED HD TV for just $149 or a 7-inch touchscreen tablet for only $49. The deals are so hot, they only last 33 hours. This week at Electronic Express, grab a Kenwood high-power car CD player with remote for just $59 or Monster Stereo headphone for just $99. Plus, get up to 36 months free financing. Hurry, it only lasts 33 hours at Electronic Express this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday till 9 p.m.
Where do MTSU students and faculty go for used cars? Ford of Murfreesboro, a proud sponsor of Blue Raiders football and the number one Ford dealer in Tennessee. We're America's used car headquarters. With over 4,000 vehicles available, you'll find a price and vehicle to fit every budget, easy credit, and a 3-day exchange policy. Ford of Murfreesboro is your go-to dealer for used cars. 1550 Northwest Broad Street or fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Vehicles with a network, see dealer for details.
If you're rolling out in Ripley, if you're cruising up Crossville Way, in Dixon, Decaturville, Franklin, or Fayetteville, you better heed what I say, 'cause I'll be around, everywhere around, in your town. Oh, I'm gonna be around.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Well, the home team sends the fans home happy tonight. 24,911 here at Floyd Stadium. Middle Tennessee wins 50-47. The 42-plus points by the Raiders means everybody gets free wings from Toots. Take your ticket stub or your coupon if you're a student and got a voucher. Can any of the Toots locations in Rutherford County also win tonight? Get you a buy one, get one free at Sonic for the next 48 hours. You can look for the coupon on GoBlueRaiders.com for that one. Scored a touchdown in the second quarter. That means a free day at Planet Fitness. So there's a lot of things that your tickets were good for tonight. But the biggest thing, Dennis, the Raiders got a conference win. They are in first place in the Eastern Division when the day ends today, as they win it 50-47. What a game.
Yeah, and not only a conference win, it was a conference win against, you know, a great team. And to be able to have them come in here and battle through, you know, MT showed a lot of tenacity, a lot of toughness. You heard Coach Doc talk about it. And, you know, I think they even grew up a little bit more this game as well. And hopefully that can roll over down the rest of the season.
Certainly hope so. The Raiders' next opponent will be the Memphis Tigers. That will be next Saturday from the Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium in the Bluff City. We will be on the air. Again, we will have our tailgate show from the Blue Raider Grill at the new Student Union Building, and you want to go over there and be part of that. A lot of prizes, a lot of good stuff goes on there. That goes on the air at 4:30, and kickoff is at 6 from the Liberty Bowl. We will be there on site for that. Stay tuned. We've got our Lewis Bakery's Raider Wrap-Up Show brought to you by Bunny Bread. And if you want to sound off, get your phone calls in. Radio@GoBlueRaiders.com is the email address. Also, you can phone call 1-866-RAIDERS. The Dickster and the Hickster are standing by, and we'll be taking your phone calls and emails later on. For Dennis Burke, Wayne Gross, Jonathan Schaefer, this is Chip Walters saying thanks for being with us tonight. Stay tuned for the Raider Wrap-Up Show coming up next on most of these same stations from Learfield Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Have you heard about Market at the Mall?
No, what's that?
It's a farmers and artisan market at Stones River Mall.
Wow, really? When does it start?
Market at the Mall will be held on the first Sunday of each month, October through March.
Where will it be?
It will be held in the parking lot behind Shoe Carnival.
That sounds great. What can I get there?
Vendors will offer seasonal produce, custom artwork, jams, jelly, and more. Visit StonesRiverMall.com/market for details.
Do you think you've done everything fun there is to do in the borough? This is Ozzie Nelson, founder of Mayday Brewery. At Mayday, we have awesome drinkable beer and so much more. We offer weekly free concerts, crazy tours, and great food trucks in a laid-back atmosphere. The Mayday Tasting Room is open on Thursdays and Fridays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from 1 to 8. Mayday is right behind Cannonsburg, just 0.6 miles from the Murfreesboro Square. At Mayday, we try hard not to suck.
What's hot, what's Italian, and what's made fresh every day in Murfreesboro? Marco's Pizza on Northfield Boulevard in Tennessee. Authentic Italian pizza, fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. Have it delivered or pick it up from Marco's Pizza. Mmm, dough made every day in our store the Italian way. Nothing better or fresher. Feed the crave. Hot, fresh, and Italian. It's the Marco's Pizza way. Have it delivered or pick it up. Order online at marcos.com or call 895-9755. Marco's Pizza. Premium ingredients taste better.
Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles Entertainment Depot is your one stop for family entertainment. Whether it's bowling, laser tag, bumper cars, the arcade, or billiards, LTA Depot has something for every member of your family. Look for great specials like Wristband Tuesdays featuring unlimited bowling, laser tag, and bumper cars for just $15, or $1.25 specials all day Wednesday. Bowling, shoes, popcorn, and hot dogs, all just $1.25 each. Tailgaters Restaurant is a great place for you and your buddies or a private event. Check out Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles online at ltadepot.com. We'll be right back.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical?
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama at 890-0850.
A calendar can document 150 years, but it can't measure all the relationships First Tennessee has built. Through friendly and personal service, we've learned so much about our customers and our communities. And no matter what changes are on the horizon, we'll be here to help. One opportunity at a time. First Tennessee, celebrating 150 years of service. See how we can help you at ftb.com.
Game day coverage for Middle Tennessee football continues with the Raider Wrap-Up Show. Break down today's game and give your take now by calling 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
Or email radio@goblueraiders.com.
radio@goblueraiders.com.
With Dwayne Hickey and Dick Palmer, it's the Raider Wrap-Up Show.
From Learfield Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Excitement at Floyd Stadium tonight. And as we were talking before we came on the air during the break, the right team gets the victory tonight. Middle Tennessee wins over Western Kentucky 50-47. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the Lewis Bakery's Raider Wrap-Up Show brought to you by the makers of Bunny Bread. And Mr. Palmer, this is a call-in show, and we've got somebody waiting on the line. So let's go straight to the Fresh Take Hotline brought to you by Subway, and let's talk to Michael. Welcome in, Michael.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but that was one of the best games that I've been to in a long time. I really thoroughly enjoyed myself, and just had a question about replays. I noticed my sister was at home texting me. I was asking her about the fumble on the goal line, and she said that the angles just weren't there. And what does it take for us to get, you know, those camera angles in place for a television game and all this kind of stuff? I know it may just be a thing of money, but luckily the good guys won tonight, and it was just a great game. Go Blue Raiders.
You know, I generally don't like replays, but I kind of changed my opinion tonight. I don't know if the replay officials see the same replays that we do. I doubt that, but I'm not sure about that. You're right, there was not really a good angle, but we finally determined that the knee that we saw on the ground was indeed that of the ball carrier.
Certainly was, and the other one where the in overtime where the the tight end got hit at the goal line with both the camera angles you had no ability to tell, but I do believe the contact was made in the end zone. I think he'd already broken the plane when he was hit. Nonetheless, does it really matter as Middle Tennessee gets the victory tonight, 50-47 over Western Kentucky? And Mr. Palmer, that breaks a little bit of a streak because the road team had really been on a roll in this series, and Middle Tennessee finds a way to stop that tonight.
Back in October of 2011, Western Kentucky won here in double overtime, 36-33, and this kind of, yeah, it breaks that string a little bit. We won't be talking about that too much in the future, I guess.
1-866-RAIDERS. That's 1-866-724-3377. radio@goblueraiders.com. If you want to reach Dick and I to talk a little bit about Middle Tennessee's victory tonight over Western Kentucky. Lots of folks checking in during the game via the internet and email, so we appreciate that. Greg Smith checking in with us, Tony Bruner, Dallas Williams, Francis Holt, all checking in during the game. So certainly we appreciate that. And Mr. Palmer tonight is just one of those things where you knew that if you had the ball last, you had a good chance of winning the football game. And really, that was Western in regulation, and give Middle Tennessee's defense a lot of credit because they hung tough.
Yeah, they did. And despite giving up that touchdown on the very first play in the first overtime, they came back and even the score with a touchdown of their own, and And then it was up to the kickers until that final overtime, the third overtime, when the Raiders scored, just as Western did earlier on one play.
Well, we talked a little bit about some of the just gaudy numbers, as you heard Chip read some of those numbers in the First Tennessee postgame show. But, you know, between the two teams, 97 points, over 1,200 yards in total offense. Between the two teams on offense, they ran 191 plays. Mm-hmm. So a lot of offense going on. And, yes, it did go into triple overtime. But a couple of those overtimes, the first one for Western Kentucky and the last one for Middle Tennessee, were only one play.
Yeah, 97 points scored. You know, we've seen some basketball games over at the Murphy Center where there haven't been 97 points scored between the two teams.
Well, you think about that that great game you got to call with Middle Tennessee and Kentucky, and you could add those two point totals together, and they didn't come to 97.
It would be 50-44, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. 1-866-RAIDERS is the number to call if you want to talk a little bit about Middle Tennessee's big victory over Western Kentucky tonight. And, you know, the other thing that you heard Dennis and Chip talking about in the postgame too, not only is it a win over a rival and you want to get that win, but now that the Hilltoppers are back in the same conference with Middle Tennessee, what a great way to start the conference season off with a victory over a rival, and really in a game where it just was, you know, it was punch, counterpunch all night long.
Yeah, you know, Austin Grammer, I thought, really showed his mettle tonight. He didn't get 593 yards passing. He didn't throw for four touchdowns, but he won the game.
And that's
the bottom line.
And that's what matters at the end of the day. Middle Tennessee wins over Western Kentucky 50-47. We'll take a break here on the Lewis Bakery's Raider Wrap-Up Show. When we come back, we'll take a deeper dive into the stats. We'll take a look around college football, see what else went on in Conference USA today, that and more. But we invite your calls, 1-866-RAIDERS. That's 1-866-724-3377. That's
3377.
Yeah, 3377. Too many numbers in my head as we look at the stat sheet. Give us a call or shoot us an email, radio@goblueraiders.com. Back to Floyd Stadium after these messages on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield Sports.
Take a time out with Bunny Bread, proud supporters of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Perfect for tailgating or enjoying with your home team, Bunny gives you the taste you want and the nutrition you need. So score big with a bag of Bunny Bread or Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
It's time to step up to Exmark during our Time for a New Ride fall sales event. Save hundreds on eligible zero-turn riding mowers. 0% monthly interest for 42 months. Buy now and we'll restart your warranty clock on April 1st, 2015. Special offers end October 31st. See dealer or Exmark.com for details. Warranty restarts for personal or non-commercial use only.
Exmark mowers and equipment available at Tri-Green Equipment locations in Middle Tennessee and North Alabama.
In search for higher education, MTSU is a great choice. When you want to learn about cars, it's Ford of Murfreesboro, the number one Ford dealer in Tennessee, the number one fleet and commercial dealer in Tennessee, and we're the number two Roush dealer in the world, offering a lifetime warranty on all new Fords. Good for an unlimited time with unlimited miles and a three-day exchange policy. Ford of Murfreesboro, we major in Ford, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider football. 1550 Northwest Broad Street or Ford of Murfreesboro.com. Based off 2014 Ford retail sales report. Based off 2014 Ford new fleet and commercial sales report. Based off Roush 2014 new sales report.
For over 70 years, Roscoe Brown Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Insulation has been true to our customers, and we are proud to be true blue supporters of MTSU. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE or visit RoscoeBrown.com. Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust. Go Blue Raiders!
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 105,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this fall just for our valued alumni. We want you to be involved in your university and be one of our engaged alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Burt McCarter.
I'm Kirk Catron.
I'm Travis Lampley.
And I'm Brock East. And we're the lawyers of McCarter, Catron, and East.
We handle family law, business law, and personal injury cases.
We also handle DUIs and criminal cases, as well as probate.
Aggressive and passionate representation when you need it the most.
Call us at 615-893-9255 or visit us online at mcelaw.com.
We're here to win. For you.
The home of the Blue Raiders. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back to a happy Floyd Stadium. The Lewis Bakery's Raider wrap-up show rolls on from the press box, and we're headed back to the Subway Fresh Take Hotline where David is hanging out waiting for us. David, welcome in.
Hey, thank you, guys. What a great, great game. You know, there are no losers in this game. But I've been a Blue Raider follower since the early 60s. I watched Teddy Morris, Willie Walker, Dickie Thomas, Mike Robinson. I tell you what, Mr. Grammer is a wonderful quarterback. This team has more fight than heart than I think any Blue Raider team I've ever seen, and I've seen some good ones. They're so proud. Shout out to the Hilltoppers. They're a great football team. I'm just really, really tickled. What we have here. It's an outstanding job. Coach Stock, the whole staff, the players, and they're fighters, and I love it.
Thank you, David. You go about as back as far as I do, I think. Appreciate the call, though. Some of you folks are still out there in traffic or in the parking lot listening to us, probably. If you want to give us a call, you know, it's we're here waiting to hear from you.
And we'll take a look at the final stats brought to you by Granison Associates CPA. It's time to go inside the numbers with our friends from Granison Associates. So we'll take a look first for the visitors from Bowling Green, Kentucky. And Brandon Dowdy, 43 of 66, 593 yards. That is a new conference record by a single yard.
Mm-hmm.
He had four touchdowns through one interception. He was sacked twice, leading the way receiving for the Hilltoppers. Henry Mitchell was 7 for 128. Dangerfield, 7 for 107. Henry had two touchdowns. Dangerfield had one. Norris, 6 receptions, 174 and a touchdown. And Antoine Grant, 6 for 73. Rushing for the Hilltoppers, Leon Allen, 30 carries for 128 yards. He scored one touchdown on the ground. Anthony Wales touched it three times for 13 yards. Kylan Towner one time for negative 2 yards, and Dowdy touched the ball twice running. He was sacked twice for negative 14 yards. For Middle Tennessee, Austin Grammer leads the way, 17 of 28 for 218 and a touchdown. He was also sacked twice, but he did not throw an interception on the ground. Austin was 19 carries, 125 yards, 3 touchdowns, averaged 6.6 yards a carry. In the ball game, Reggie Watley, 15 carries for 74 yards. Shane Tucker, 13 for 67 and a big, big touchdown. And Jeremiah Bryson ran hard tonight. Only touched it 5 times on the ground, but picked up 34 yards, averaged 6.8 yards per carry on the evening. Marcus Henry led the way at receiver, 6 receptions, 54 yards. Christian Collis, good to have him back for the second week in a row, 4 receptions, 36 yards. Bryson, 2 touches for 27 through the air, and Ed Batiz, only 2 touches, 38 yards, a touchdown. But as we mentioned coming into the postgame show, Ed had a tough first half, dropped a couple of passes he should have caught, but he caught the one that mattered the most, the game winner in triple overtime for the touchdown that spurred Middle Tennessee to the 50-47 victory.
You know, as great a game as Dowdy had, I thought Middle Tennessee in the overtime period started to get a little more pressure on him. He had a couple of overthrows, which forced them to have to go to the field goal. I'm sure they thought they could probably get the ball into the end zone with his arm, but the Raiders, after that first touchdown at the tight end, were able to shut him down pretty much.
Well, let's head right back to the phone line, the Fresh Take Subway hotline, and Matt is on the line. And, Matt, welcome in to Lewis Bakery's Raider Wrap-Up Show.
I appreciate it, guys. Hey, I enjoyed David's call just a minute ago, but I have to correct him. There were some losers in this game. Most of them are on I-65 right now with red towels in the back pocket. And so let me just correct that. But, hey, what a heck of a game. You know, first I want to get comments. Me, as well as many of my buddies, we've been critical of Jared Singletary in the past. But, man, the guy came to play today. And it's easy to forget with as long as that game was, but that interception in the first half, I believe it was a crucial play in that game. And so I want to get you guys' comments on that. And also what I love seeing from Grammer is we know he's got wheels, but his vision down the field and his knowing when to throw the ball away. We've had, you know, times in the past where we've had quarterbacks that will try to make a play when there's no play. And at his young age, it's good to see him, you know, knowing when to throw it away. Heck of a night, guys. Go Blue Raiders.
You know, he did a great job with his feet and his arm tonight, but I thought from the shoulders up, he was really outstanding tonight in running the ball club.
He really did. He didn't tonight. I didn't see a throw that he attempted to make that he shouldn't have tried to make. He didn't put the ball in a bad spot all night long, threw it away a couple of times. But I think Matt makes a great point. You go back to that first half interception by Singletary just before half. Singletary made a nice play on the ball, but as we were watching the replay on television, Dick, we also saw the Blue Raider defensive line, and I don't know which player it was, in the hip of Dowdy. He was not able to step up and throw that ball, and it allowed Singletary to be inside with great position to make a good play.
Yeah, because Singletary had let a receiver get behind him earlier in the ball game, but he certainly made up for it with that. And I tell you what, the Blue Raider defensive backs had their work cut out for them tonight. Dowdy completed a lot of passes for a lot of yards, but when it counted, the DBs stepped up.
Well, certainly in today's college football, Mr. Palmer, if you're a defensive back, you better have a short memory, because if you sulk at all, it's going to happen to you two or three times in a row, not just once.
Yeah, and we had a couple of those kids get hurt a little bit late in the ball game and had to come out. I don't know if they went back in or not, but I think they did.
I believe they both went back in the game, but certainly great effort defensively by Middle Tennessee tonight. Certainly the statistics may not look at that. It may not reveal that to you if you're just looking at stats, but certainly if you watch this game, you know Middle Tennessee made plays defensively when they had to.
Big plays. On big plays, they stepped up.
Well, one of the things, Mr. Palmer, I'll give you credit, you talked about in the pregame, you said being able to get stops in the red zone would be key. Tonight, Middle Tennessee continues their good work, 7 of 7 in the red zone. Western Kentucky, for the first time this year, was held scoreless in the red zone, not once, but twice. They were only 7 of 9 in the red zone tonight.
How about the stop on fourth down at the 1 yard line, huh?
I tell you what, you know, you line up, that's what coaches say, make a tackle, and let's line up and let us play one more time on defense. Maybe we can make a stop, force a turnover. That's exactly what Middle Tennessee did tonight in their big victory over Western Kentucky, 50-44. It's just past the top of the hour, so why don't we pause 15 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Football. It's produced by Learfield Sports. This is the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raider Network.
45-40, got a good block.
The home of the Blue Raiders.
25-20.
MTSU Sports. Yeah, we got him.
Give it to him.
Rutherford County's MTSU station. WGNS. Murfreesboro.
High atop Floyd Stadium, Horace Jones Field here in Murfreesboro as Middle Tennessee gets the victory 50-47 over Western Kentucky. Let's take a quick look around the conference and see what else happened today. Number 3, Alabama playing host to Southern Miss. They have no problem. They win that game 52-12. FAU gets it rolling offensively today. They host Tulsa. They down the Golden Hurricane 50-21. Middle Tennessee, Western Kentucky, you already know that score. 3 overtimes, 50-47 in favor of the Blue Raiders. Oklahoma State played host to Texas San Antonio today, and the Oklahoma State Cowboys get the 30-point victory, 43-13.
Guess the Roadrunners are back down to earth now.
Just a little bit. UTEP gets a victory over New Mexico State. They win 42-24. Texas A&M, number 7 in the land, no problem with Rice as we speak. They're at the end of the third quarter. Texas A&M on top, 35-10. Finals, FIU falls at home today to Pitt, 42-25. Marshall no problem in hosting Ohio. They win that game 44-14. UAB got off to a slow start against Alabama A&M, but they cruised to the victory 41-14. ODU and Eastern Michigan, ODU hosting Eastern Michigan, they get the victory 17-3. And then back on Thursday night, a game that I thought might be a little closer, Mr. Palmer, but was not, as the Texters of Louisiana Tech get the big victory on the road in Denton. They defeat the Mean Green of North Texas 42-21.
Got to watch that Louisiana Tech team, and I think we go there, don't we? We don't go there. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good, because we'd have to face a guy that we're very familiar with in Manny Diaz, who's really kind of turned that Texter defense around, and offensively Skip Holtz has got that team playing pretty well.
Yes, he does, and you know, when you can combine a good defensive plan and seems like they've got a good enough offense to score a lot of points, then, you know, you're looking at trouble.
Folks, did you know that MTSU Online offers 5 different types of online courses? Online classes might be very different than you think. Find out more about online learning opportunities at MTSU Online. MTSU Online, a world of possibilities. We'll step aside. We'll take our final break here on the Lewis Bakery's Raider Wrap-Up Show, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about going on the road as Middle Tennessee will travel next week to the Bluff City to take on the Memphis Tigers. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Football. It's produced by Learfield Sports. This is the Blue Raider Network.
You buy something because you found it at a low price, and soon you realize it's no bargain because you really needed something better. It happens all the time, especially with car insurance. But the good news is you can get the right coverage at the right price. Just talk to me, State Farm Agent Bud Morris. I'll help you get the right coverage at a price that's right for you. Call me at 893-1417 today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Bud Morris, providing insurance and financial services.
City Auto is rocking the tailgate scene with the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Sign up to win a 2014 custom tailgate trailer, complete with generator, 70-inch flat screen TV with satellite, premium stereo PA system, stainless steel gas grill, and more. A $25,000 value. Visit cityauto.com to sign up and for more details on how to win weekly prizes like premium coolers, gift cards, and more. Plus, learn how to qualify for additional entries. Check out the City Auto Ultimate Tailgate Trailer at Blue Raider Alley on Saturday, September 13th.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're tailgating with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on bunny bread and bunny buns to help tackle your hunger. So grab a bag of bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a crowd pleaser.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
Hi, this is Dennis Burke, former Blue Raider linebacker and current agent for Liberty Mutual Insurance. You should feel good about your insurance policies and your insurance agent. Sometimes that can be a confusing process, and my approach is with straightforward, everyday language. Liberty Mutual offers us coverages for your auto, home, and life. You should feel confident that you've got the right level of protection for you and your loved ones. There's not a more important investment you can make. If you're looking for quality coverage at a fair price, give me a call. Dennis Burke of Liberty Mutual Insurance, 615-896-5339.
Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles Entertainment Depot is your one stop for family entertainment. Whether it's bowling, laser tag, bumper cars, the arcade, or billiards, LTA Depot has something for every member of your family. Look for great specials like Wristband Tuesdays featuring unlimited bowling, laser tag, and bumper cars for just $15, or $1.25 specials all day Wednesday. Bowling, shoes, popcorn, and hot dogs, all just $1.25 each. Tailgaters Restaurant is a great place for you and your buddies or a private event. Check out Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles online at ltadepot.com.
Wright Travel is a proud supporter of MTSU's Blue Raiders and is the exclusive travel agency for MTSU. Wright Travel provides the opportunity for great travel services. Headquartered in Nashville, Wright Travel has offices throughout the United States and services businesses and vacation travelers globally. Contact Wright Travel, the travel agency for MTSU and the Blue Raiders, for all your travel needs for business, leisure, and group travel arrangements. For more information on Wright Travel, go to www.wrighttravel.net or call 615-783-1111.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back to the final time to Floyd Stadium tonight. Middle Tennessee gets a big conference win, a big rivalry win over the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky University tonight, 50-47. Dwayne Hickey and Dick Palmer, as we start to put the wraps on this one, Mr. Palmer, and look ahead to next week as the Blue Raiders will head down to Memphis. They're going to finish up what has been a really good series, 6 games. I'm not sure there's anything else scheduled in the future, but the Blue Raiders go on the road. It'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff, local time. Memphis is 1-1 on the season. They got a blowout victory over Austin Peay to start the season. But last week, they went on the road at UCLA, and they lost by 7, 42-35. This is a much improved Memphis team, and Justin Fuente in his third year is really starting to bring Tiger football back.
Yeah, we haven't seen that much offense from Memphis in the past, and especially against a quality opponent like UCLA. You know, 3 of the next 4 games for the Raiders will be on the road. It's really a shame we couldn't come back with a home game next week after exciting these 25,000 fans with a 3-overtime victory tonight, but that's the way the schedule plays out. So it's Memphis next week, and then Old Dominion, and then back home against Southern Miss. But certainly the Raiders have their work cut out for them going down to the Liberty Bowl Stadium against a team that you know really wants to beat Middle Tennessee.
Certainly do. They put up 469 yards of total offense against UCLA in that loss. And, of course, as we mentioned, they had the week off this week to get ready for the Blue Raiders. And certainly they would like to end this series with a victory, as you mentioned, Mr. Palmer. But, you know, Middle Tennessee, again, you got to sort of observe that 24-hour rule. You're excited about what happened tonight. Enjoy it tonight. Enjoy it tomorrow. But when they come back on Monday, they've got to be ready to go, because this is, you know, this is one of those games on the schedule to look at. You want to get an out-of-conference victory to pad that resume. And again, as you're trying to get back to bowl eligibility, this is a big game before you, as you mentioned, go on the road to ODU as well.
Yeah, Western Kentucky will have an open date next week. Their next game will be against Navy on the road in a couple of weeks. Raiders have some open dates later in the schedule, but I think one falls in October and one in November.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee is their open date the last weekend in October. They play on November the 1st, and then they're off again on November the 8th as we take a look at that schedule for the Blue Raiders. But first up on the list are the Tigers of Memphis. And Mr. Palmer, as we kind of put the final wraps on this one, your impressions from today's game?
Well, we thought it was going to be a shootout. I think we said that on our first segment on the pregame show, and it turned out to be just that. My impression was that the crowd was very good. Nobody left. Everybody stayed till the last field goal was kicked or the last touchdown was made, and there were a lot of them tonight, and a very impressive victory for Middle Tennessee. When 2 or 3 times in the ball game, it seemed like we were doomed, but we're able to come back and with some stick-to-itiveness and pull out a win tonight.
Well, you got to love the fight in this Blue Raider team. They get the big victory today over Western Kentucky, 50-47. As we mentioned, on the road next week in Memphis, but between now and then, Monday night, Sam's All-American Sports Grill, 7 o'clock. It's Rick Stock still live, so come on out. Enjoy food and fun and have an opportunity to interact with the coach, get your question in, talk a little bit about today's big win, if you like, and also looking ahead to the Memphis Tigers, which that kickoff is at 6 p.m. We'll be right back here on these Blue Raider Network stations at 4:30 with the Blue Raider Tailgate Show live from the Blue Raider Grill inside the new Student Union building on campus, followed up by Inside Blue Raider Football and then Countdown to Kickoff. And then on the 26th of September, we'll be on the road. That's a Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Old Dominion, that's a 7 p.m. kickoff. Means we'll be on the air at 5:30. And again, from inside the Blue Raider Grill on campus. And then in October the 4th, before Middle Tennessee comes back home to take on Southern Miss, that's an 11 a.m. kickoff.
I would like to congratulate Coach Chris Adams and her women's golf team. They won their opening tournament of the season in the FedEx Memphis tournament by beating the host team Memphis and Ole Miss. And Allie Knight, a senior, was low for the Raiders with a 1-under par, 212 for 3 rounds. Congratulations on the win.
That's a big win, and that's going to do it for us here at the Lewis Bakery's Raider Wrap-Up Show. For all of us along the network, for our fine on-site producer/engineer, Jonathan Schaefer doing double duty today, flipping between radio and television for Chip Walters, Dennis Burke, Wayne Gross, all the friends back at the studio, all of Logan Probst and Ethan Lanham. They've kept us on the air today. For my friend Dick Palmer, I'm Dwayne Hickey saying it's a good night to be a Blue Raider, 50-47. Middle Tennessee defeats Western Kentucky. Good night from Floyd Stadium.
Good night, everybody.
Now's the time to think about getting that painting project done with Serta Pro Painters. They create great painting experiences for customers all through Murfreesboro and Wilson County, and they're ready to do the same for you. Residential or commercial, Serta Pro Painters will provide you with quality work and treat your home or office like it's their own. They use quality Sherwin-Williams paint, show up on time, and are fully insured and licensed, and offer a 2-year warranty. Call Serta Pro Painters today at 615-489-4455 and schedule your free painting estimate.
If you're on a diet of going big, of upping your game, of blowing off the usual weekend boring stuff like walking the dog or pretending to clean out the garage, a diet instead of befriending Dale Earnhardt Jr. so you can ride shotgun on practice laps.
Hey, buddy, hop in.
If you're on a diet of peeling out, of burning rubber, of hitting 200 miles per hour and feeling those 3 G's come down on you like an opera singer sitting on your chest.
You might want to hold on.
A diet of whipping around turns, of blazing the straightaways, of watching the pit crew up close as they change 4 tires in the time it takes a candy machine to change a dollar. And using that time to chug some Diet Dew. The only diet soda with the full kick and delicious citrus flavor of regular Dew.
That's the stuff.
Before blasting off again for another 20 laps, which is a million times more fun than mowing the lawn.
All right!
If you're on a diet of maximizing your weekend, drink Diet Dew, the only diet with dew in it.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Michael Busey in Murfreesboro focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Michael Busey in Murfreesboro at 615-624-8664 and put the life back in life insurance.
For 150 years, First Tennessee has been part of 20,000 date nights and tapped our feet to over 1,500 gold records. But we're most proud of helping our communities, one opportunity at a time. So for our 150th anniversary, we'd like to help a little more. Just open a new First Tennessee checking account with direct deposit, and you can get a special bonus. Learn more at ftb.com/150bonus. First Tennessee, celebrating 150 years of service.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.